Cervecería Insurgente is located in a three-story modern concrete building in Tijuana's upscale Zona Rio district. Business has been booming since it opened 7 years ago, and the company just added a rooftop garden. Inside, workers are pouring ingredients into huge steel tanks. Bright cardboard boxes full of beer are stacked 4 feet high on the floor in front of the bottling machine. Their most popular beer is a strong brew called La Lupulosa, named for the Spanish word for hops.
Right now we're making an IPA. Hops, for example, don't really grow in Mexico. Pretty much 95% of the hops we use come from the U.S.
During my visit, co-founder Ivan Morales shows me around and tells me a story.
I was born in San Diego, grew up in Tijuana, went to school in San Diego every day and came back. So got pretty used to crossing the border. My brother and I got really into craft beer living and studying in the U.S., specifically in San Diego. We noticed there wasn't really any craft beer to speak of in Mexico. The majority of what we use to make beer comes from the U.S. Labels, sometimes bottles, malt, hops, yeast, and sometimes we ship it back up to the States when we export beer up there. So there's definitely a lot of to and from involved with the border. It's also really, because of NAFTA, quite cost effective.
But Morales is worried all that might change.
We had been, up till recently actually, skeptical about whether they were going to cancel NAFTA. Like, that's not going to happen. Over the last few weeks, it seems maybe a little bit more realistic than we thought it would be. So for us, it would make a huge, huge, huge difference, because then our cost of materials is just going to skyrocket. If our beer is going to be way more expensive, it's not going to be a feasible market for us, and we're going to have to find somewhere else to sell that beer.
Morales says because of the nature of his business, his company is extremely vulnerable to fluctuations in the price of goods as well as currency.
Because we import so much of what we buy and we pay it in dollars, we depend on the dollar a lot being here in the border. So when Trump was nearing his entry into the White House, the dollar was super expensive compared to the peso, which really made us worry, because we're selling our beer in pesos here in Mexico, and the prices of our raw ingredients are going up in pesos, right? But we can't really raise and drop the price every week according to what the dollar is at. When a beer is fermenting, it releases CO2 naturally through the fermentation process.
Back in the brewery, Morales points to a big tank where beer is fermenting. It bubbles as it releases CO2. He's proud of what he's built, and for now, he doesn't really have a backup plan if NAFTA goes away.
I was joking with my brother earlier today that we might have to just go straight to Canada for our stuff.
But not everyone is so concerned about the possibility of NAFTA being canceled.
If NAFTA is actually pushing to make manufacturing labor more expensive, that's going to work in our sector's favor and actually accelerate to Mexico be more competitive in other type of services.
That's Guillermo Mejia, managing director at MindHub, a tech incubator based out of a slick new co-working space in central Tijuana. There, startups provide software development and other tech-related services to U.S. companies like Playboy and Coca-Cola.
We're really not pushing for more manufacturing jobs. We're pushing more high-quality jobs. The idea with the incubators is to find those opportunities and actually beat the U.S. corporations.
A potential repeal of NAFTA is likely to hit Mexico's manufacturing industry first. In Tijuana, more than 200,000 workers are employed at some 600 assembly plants called maquiladoras, making anything from car parts to medical devices. But some predict that many of those jobs will eventually be lost to automation anyway, just like in the U.S. So entrepreneurs like Mejia are looking toward a high-tech future. He says the U.S. needs engineers, and Mexico has the talent to meet that demand. In 2015, the country produced more engineering graduates per capita than either the U.S. or Canada.
Tijuana overall has around 30 colleges. Most of them have an engineering degree. So there's a huge pool of talent.
NAFTA offers a fast-track visa called the TN visa that makes it easier for engineers and other skilled Mexican and Canadian professionals to go to work for U.S. firms. If the deal is canceled and that goes away, Mejia, for one, sees opportunity.
What is that U.S. corporation going to do? Qualified workers are not allowed to go to the U.S., and they're missing huge opportunities, huge market shares. And if they don't resolve that, there's going to be a Chinese company, a Mexican company, who's going to service their consumer base. So it's actually to our advantage.
Whatever the outcome of the trade negotiations, the message being received is that Mexico's trade relationship with the U.S. should not be taken for granted. And businesses need to take that into account as they plan for the future. For America Abroad, I'm Maya Croth in Tijuana, Mexico.